Are you okay, sweetie?
No, there's something. I can't put my finger on it, but there's something. Oh, honey, let's talk. It's okay to talk. It's good to talk. And I'm a good listener. And talking is so, so good for the brain. Isn't it weird that brains talk about brains? Honey, I find that fascinating. Like the philosopher me does. I'm not being pretentious. I'm just thinking, why don't willies talk to themselves? Or even put themselves down like brains do? Can you imagine like a willy saying to itself, hey dude, how big are you really? And then Willy's like,
I'm probably about 7.5 inches.
Oh yeah? So where did the other 4.5 inches come from? I suppose next you're going to tell me that when you are making love, you're harder than a diamond. Huh?
Oh, you're so mean.
Can you imagine that conversation? Crazy. I might be, but think about it though. I would have to go to Willy therapy. And that would probably help. So anyway, getting back to what's bothering you. And don't worry, I'm not going to ask your client. Oh, that's understandable, honey. We live in a tiring world, and so it's okay to be tired. Oh, so there's a battle going on. You're exhausted, but you're super cuddly and romantic at the same time. Now, babes, I'm going to remind you of something. Remember about a week or so ago when I told you that you were overdoing it? No. No. Don't be a liar, pants. I could see that you were, and so my wisdom I did impart, and yet you did not heed. Speaking like what? Oh, it's just my brain playing a song to all Shakespearean or something. You see, I told you my brain has its own mind. And speaking of brains, did you know that the brain is the pleasure organ? Diddle-diddle-da. That was an organ. Wasn't much pleasure in it, but... But it is. It's where all that good stuff gets released. Dopamine. Those feel good endorphins. And that lovey dovey oxytocin. So right now, your body is very tired. Like jaded. In the Irish sense of the word. Isn't it weird that in Ireland, jaded means exhausted? We make up our own words. But anyway, your body's saying, I just want to cuddle and get all romantic. But I don't have the energy. And your brain is like, hey babe, it's time to release those real good chemicals. Those feel good chemicals. Give them to me now. Now, don't ask me why your romantic brain is sounding like my sarcastic Willy from earlier. But I'm not a voice actor or anything.
I'm kind of limited in some ways. Did you know that oxytocin gets released just by touch alone? And they call that hormone the love hormone. And it's got anti-anxiety effects, and it makes you all fuzzy and buzzy and happy and cuddly and snuggly. So what if, and this is the point to this ramble or rant, I don't know. What if we have a lovely, cuddly, relaxing time, but with only our minds and a littlest of touch? Maybe you could lay on me and let me take your weight, and I could gently rub your lower back as I talk to you and paint a picture. For science. What you think? Yeah? Okay, let's try. Close your eyes for me, Dunda Hula Lana, and picture a beautiful, secluded beach, golden sands, blue tropical water. We've got beach towels laid out, and we are so relaxed. Every muscle is soft and supple, but there's something in the air. Something about the heat. The whole scene is so beautiful and romantic at the same time. And then you turn over and lay on my chest to kiss me. And you give me that smile that says it all. You kiss me over and over. You whisper sweet things, whispering in my ear, licking, moaning gently, and I can hear the sounds of your words blending with the sound of the ocean, with the touch of the sun. Everything becoming one. No separation. Can you see it as I rub your back? Your kisses on my chest. The summer breeze, kissing, trailing slowly down my body, making me even more relaxed. Releasing all those chemicals. And then it's my turn to return the favor. I sit up and turn you around. So you're kneeling up, facing the water that is slowly coming. You're watching the white horses rolling across the sand. You're watching a gorgeous view, so vast, spacious, endless. And you feel my kisses on your neck. My whisper, telling you that I love you, telling you that you're the only one for me. My kisses on your shoulder. You feel my kisses run all the way down your back, licking, tasting you. Right back up again. You fall back into me. And I hold you. Arms wrapped around you, holding you safe. Can you see it? Can you see all that romance as I rub your back here? And I feel you push back against me as we watch the view and listen to the power of the sea. And listen to the white horses. Watch them. My arms wrapped around you in paradise. And we get as close and as intimate as we can. What else? And then we just stop and listen. We let the waves of love, as well as the sounds of the waves, wash over us, which is the same thing. And then we turn around and lay on the towels again. Wrapped around each other, our eyes closed, melting into the surroundings and the both of us are one. One big ball of loving energy, wrapped, coiled around each other. Ah. See, honey, we can be as tired as we like, but still go anywhere and do anything we want.